This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Ruling Party Alliance decides to force electoral alliance in upcoming local level election based on mutual respect. President Bidya Devi Bhandari says country's natural balance will be maintained only if true reason is preserved. Main opposition CPN UML draws government's attention to country's current economic situation. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Dilendra Prasad Badu assures to seek solution to current fuel crisis. And Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan ousted from power after losing no confidence vote. Now the news in detail. The ruling Five Parties Alliance has decided to force electoral alliance in the upcoming local level election based on mutual respect. The meeting of Election Preparation and Monitoring Committee under Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudel took 3 points decision yesterday. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has said people's right to health, education and social justice were recognized as their fundamental rights in wake of the establishment of democracy. Inaugurating Gajendra Memorial Hospital at Madhav Narayan Municipality 3 in Rautahat District yesterday, President Bhandari remarked that the dream of late Gajendra Narayan Singh had been realized. In another context, she suggested that the government at all three levels should accord first priority to Manas fertilizers and irrigation facility for fish farming and vegetable and fruit farming for farmers and also to protect the Churi area. She urged the government to work for economic prosperity by strengthening religious tourism. The main opposition CPN UML has urged the government to ensure economic stability and good governance. Organizing a press meet in Lalitpur yesterday, the UML drew the attention of the government to the country's current economic situation. Former finance ministers from the CPN UML, Brisnu Prasad Paudel, Surendra Pandey and Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada urged the government not to allow the country's economy to deteriorate. The former finance minister said the growing import had not contributed to production except leading to increased consumption. They urged the government to think about the economic health of the country in time. They also objected to the government's decision to suspend Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Mahaprasad Adhikari. The CPN Unified Socialist has formed 1,111-member main election mobilization committee. The committee chaired by party chairperson Madhav Kumar Nepal was formed in view of the upcoming local level election scheduled for the 13th of May. The meeting of the central secretariat of the party formed the committee comprising members and office bearers from the party's central committee, central commission, central advisory council and senior communist forum. Similarly, an 11-member election mobilization central secretariat coordinated by party general secretary Dr. Beduram Bhusal has also been formed. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has urged the business community to focus on the promotion of entrepreneurship. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of the 71st anniversary of the Nepal Chamber of Commerce, the speaker stressed the need for promoting business activities, keeping the nation and the people at the center. Speaker Sapkota said the sustainable development and extension of new dimensions of the economy were possible if everyone acted innovatively, resisting economic barriers. Citing good governance and prevention of corruption as sensitive issues, the speaker said improvements in conducts were required on the part of the office bearers of all bodies concerned. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand has pledged to provide security of the business investment. Inaugurating the 6th National General Convention of the Federation of Nepalese National Transport Entrepreneurs yesterday, Minister Khand said it was government's responsibility to encourage, promote and safeguard the business investment. On the occasion, Khad asked the transport entrepreneurs to be serious to reduce road accidents, adding that thousands of people were losing their lives every year in road accidents. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Dilendra Prasad Badu, has assured to seek a solution to the increased price and difficulties in the supply of petroleum products. Talking to the representatives of various organizations supplying petroleum products, Minister Badu said the government was effortful to ensure systematic management and supply of petrol products, keeping the consumers' welfare at the center. The supply minister also pledged to address the demands of entrepreneurs working in the fuel industry. On the occasion, the representatives of Nepal LP Gas Industry Association, Nepal Petroleum Dealers National Association, among other organizations, drew the attention of Minister Badu to address the crisis seen in the sector. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan has been ousted from power after losing a no-confidence vote in his leadership. The vote was held after opposition parties brought a motion against him. The motion was first brought last week, but Prime Minister Khan blocked it by dissolving parliament. Sunday's vote took place after the country's Supreme Court ruled in favour of opposition parties and said Khan had acted unconstitutionally. According to the BBC, opposition leader Shahbaz Sharif is expected to be chosen as the new Prime Minister on Monday. If voted in by Parliament, Sharif, a long-time rival of Khan and brother of former three-time Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, would be able to hold power until October 2023. The vote makes Khan the first Pakistani Prime Minister in Pakistan to be ousted by a no-confidence motion. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees has updated the number of refugees fleeing Ukraine since the war started, bringing the total to some 4.5 million. The UN said about 2.6 million of those fled at least to Poland and more than 686,000 to Romania. Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister Arina Vereshchuk said Kyiv had agreed on 9 humanitarian corridors to help people escape heavy fighting. She said all the routes in the Luhansk region would work as long as there is a ceasefire by the occupying Russian troops. Meanwhile, military officials in Britain say there's further evidence that Russian troops have a deliberate strategy of targeting civilians in Ukraine. They claimed that Moscow was recruiting soldiers discharged from military service up to 10 years ago in response to growing losses. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1 along with hilly regions of Bagmati Province and Kandaki Province. It will be mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thundershowers are likely to occur at one or two places of Province 1 and at a few places of Kandaki Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 27.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 16.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Ruling Party Alliance decides to forge the electoral alliance in upcoming local level election based on mutual respect. President Bidya Devi Bhandari says country's natural balance will be maintained only if jury reason is preserved. Main opposition CPN UML draws government's attention to country's current economic situation. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Dilendra Prasad Badu assures to seek solution to current fuel crisis. And Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan ousted from power after losing no-confidence vote. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.